We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning closer to the bottom, seven lines from the bottom, Boyi Rab Zeira. The first words on line Alif Silbahu. We're starting with Boyi Rab Zeira. In the Shaila before, we discussed the Torim and Bnei Yoina, if they're in between of being a Ben Yoina and Torim, what's the halacha? Now we're going to discuss a similar Shaila when it comes to a behema. We know that certain behemas, that certain karbonos rather, that are brought a keves, brought a sheep. A keves is a one-year-old, has to be up to 1 year old, the sheep is called a keves. Once it reaches more than 1 year old, which means more than 1 year and 1 month, after that it's called an ayil. As old as it gets, it's called an ayil. When it's 1 month after a year, in that month, it's called a palgus. It's not clear if that's considered a keves or an ayil. That means like this. Until 1 year old, is definitely a keves. After 1 year, 1 month, it turns into an ayil. In that month, it's a shiloh. What's the status of that behemoth? Is it considered an ayil or a keves? And it's called a palgus. And the shiloh is like this. Boy Rab Zeru. Ha'omer, someone makes a neder. He says, Harei alai, it's really a nedava. He says, Harei alai, oilis behemoth and an ayil but a keves. He says, I promise I'm going to bring a oilas behema, either from an ayil or a keves. Makes a difference which, one of the two. And behavi palgus, he brings now this behema, this keves, that's 1 year, and it was within the 1 month, after 1 year. Mau, was the halacha of yoytze or not? Because on one hand, you get taina, here is yoytze because of monoshach. If as din of ayil, he celebrating ayil is good. If he said if it's a keves, then it's a keves. Because he said, either way, I'll bring either keves or ayil. That was his nadava. He said, I will bring either ayil or a keves. So now, monoshach, so if it has din of ayil, it's ayil. If it's din of keves, it's a keves. That's the Gemara Shail. It's more like this. It's not a Shail according to Rabbi Yechonon, because we're going to prove that Rabbi Yechonon holds the Amar Bar Yahava. Rabbi Yechonon holds a palgus is not a suffix. It's a new type of animal. It's a different a category at all. It's not a keves. It's not an ayil. It's a palgus. It's a barrier from the Atzma. It's its own species. Its own min. Its own shame. Its own name. How do we know that? The Tanan. How do we know that's Rabbi Yechonon Shita? Because we learned in a Mishnah in Masechtas Parah that says if you have this 13-month-old behemoth, which is called a palgus, and it's not kosher, not for ayil or a keves. So the halacha is, if you were machayiv for a carbon to bring either a keves or ayil, whatever the case was, hikrivoy, and you brought this palgus, the halacha is, maybe a love niske ayil, you bring the nesachim that go with the ayil, but you're not yoitza your carbon. That's what the Mishnah says. You bring a palgus, you're not yoitza your carbon. If you were machayiv a keves, you're not machayiv a carbon, you're not machayiv your carbon, and if you're machayiv a ayil, you're not machayiv your carbon. Now we know every carbon comes with a nesachim, and there's a difference. That a keves has three lug of yayin and shemen, a ayil has four lug of yayin and shemen, and a par has six. So here, which nesachim do you bring with this palgus? Because the carbon, you makriv the carbon. But so you have to bring the nesachim. You weren't yoytze your chayva, you weren't yoytze your chiv, but it's a carbon. So which nesachim do you bring? So the Mishnah says, Mesechtas Parah, you bring the niske ayil. Now what's pshat, you bring this niske ayil? Amar Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon says, what's pshat? Because he says, in the pasuk of ayil, it says, oy la ayil. And we darshim on the extra word oy, le rabbi says a palgus. That's marba, that a palgus also had the same nesachim as ayil. Now, obviously, from that he learns that from the pasuk, that's marba apalgus, it must be palgus a new barrier. Because let's say it'll be a suffix. So the Torah is not going to be marba, something's a suffix, because Hashem knows what it is. Let's say klapi shmaya, Hashem knows that it's an ayil. So then you bring the nesachim ayil, because it's ayil. And if Hashem knows it's a keves, you bring nesachim of a keves. You don't need a pasuk in the parasha of nesachim to be marba apalgus, because palgus is a suffix, and Hashem knows what that is. So therefore, that alone, the Rav Yechonon says that oy is marba apalgus, he learns that palgus is a barrier from the atzma. And therefore, in regard to Shaila Rav Zeira, it's not a Shaila. It's definitely not going to be yoitza, your neder, by bringing a palgus, because it's neither a ayil or neither a keves. It's neither one. And therefore, you won't be yoitza, definitely not yoitza, your neder, by bringing a palgus. That's not a Shaila. Who's a Shaila going according to? It's going according to Bar Pada. Kisabayolach, a libra de Bar Pada. According to Bar Pada, who learns differently in that Mishnah and Parah, on top of base now, the Omar Maisi Umasti. He holds that Pshan the Mishnah like this. When you bring a palgus, you're not Yotzi Yechayv Avada because you don't know what it is. But you bring the Sachem of Ayel because it's a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk. Maybe it's Ayel. And therefore you bring the Sachem, you make a Tanai. You make a Tanai like this. If it's a Keves, so then three out of the four is for the Keves and the extra one is for the Dava. And if it's a Ayel, then it's all as a nesachim. Now, Rashi on bottom of Rav asks the kasha, how can you bring an adava of one log? Either Gemara Menachah says, you can't bring emes nadvim log echav lebeiz vehei. El shloisha has to be like, it has to match one of the nesachim. So Rashi says, I'll take that extra one and bring it with something else. Akaponim, that you make it tonight. So according to Bar Pada, it doesn't have a din. No, he doesn't darshan oil Ravis palgus. He uses oil for something else. Rashi says, and he holds that's a real suffix. And then you make it tonight. So what's the shiloh Rav Zera? So what's the shiloh Rav Zera? Shiloh like this: when he is masni, is it just a suffix oil of keves? Because if it is, so then you'll be yitzer your neder by bringing this palgus, because he said a re'elai oila either keves or ayil, and now this is one of the two. Said you'll be yitzer according to Rav Parda. We said according to Rav Yechonah, you're not yitzer because it's a barrier. It's a new thing. Palgus neither. But according to Rav Parda, maybe it's only those two tzadim, or maybe when he makes the tanai, he's not sure. Maybe it's an ayil, maybe it's a keves, and maybe it's a barrier from yatzbay, and it's putter from nesachim at all. So Gemara explains, Mir Minan Ayal Vikeves Masna. When he makes the Tanai, when he brings this Nesachim for the Palgus, he says, if it's an Ayal, then all four are for Nesachim. If it's a Keves, only three out of the four, and the other one's a Dava. But by Barioloi Masna, he doesn't make a Tanai that maybe it's a Barrio. Oy Dilma, Bar Pada has a Tzad, maybe it's a Barrio also. But Barionai Masna. And the Oman, he says, the whole thing's from a Dava, because according to him, if it's a Barrio from the Asbury, there is no Nesachim on that, he doesn't darshan Oy. So the shaila is, in Bar Pada, what does he hold? Is it a barrier from the Atzma, is that one that started him? Or it's just a suffix, equal suffix, Ayal or Keves? And the nafkamina is, the guy says a rare lie to bring either Ayal or Keves for a Oila. So according to the first side, you'll be Yotza, because the Palgus is either a Keves or Ayal. But if you're the second side, then maybe there was another side, it's a barrier from the Atzma, you're not going to be Yotza. So Gemara B'Laibs with a Teiku. So again, if a person says, Harei alai to bring a carbon, either keves or ayal. According to Rabbi Yechonon, you're definitely not yotze with the palgus because the barrier from the atzma. The shaila is, according to Bar Pada, maybe he only has an equal suffix between the ayal and keves. He doesn't have a suffix about a barrier, or maybe he has a suffix, maybe it's a barrier from the atzma, and therefore you're not yotze. Now, don't get confused with the Mishnah and Paro there. It was a guy who had a chayva. He had to bring, an ayal. And he brought this. The halach is that there, you're definitely not yotze because everyone agrees not yotze because you're not sure what it is. And there, he didn't say either or. There was chayv directly a keves. So there, he definitely ain't a oil mezifcha. It's not a shayla because there was chayv one of the two. And we're not sure what this is. Therefore, you're definitely not chayv. And the whole machlokes by Padre Yechon was why you bring this guy. Either because there's an oil of rabbi's palgus or because you bring it myself. But the shaila was, in Rav Zera's case, we said a rei alai oilo, one of the two, there's a tzad, you could be yotze. If it's only a suffix keves ayil, you would be yotze. Or maybe there's a third tzad, berry also, and that's why we're not sure if you yotze kundu rapada, the Gemara B'Laibs would take. So the Gemara, not a shaila, a similar type of shaila. Boy, Rav Zera, we know that with a toida comes 40 chalas, 30 of them are matzah, and 10 of them are chametz. Altogether 40, 30 and 10, 30 matzah and 10 chametz. And here we have a case, which we don't exactly stand the case yet until we get a little later on in the Gemara, but Rav Zera, he says, I want to bring 10 chalas, either chametz or matzah, I'm not particular, either chametz or matzah, I want to bring that, and vehevi seir, he brought seir ma, what's the halacha? He brought seir. And what's the halacha if he brings this seer? We'll explain what seer is in a second. He wants to know if he yotzes neder. He had a neder to bring 10 chalas, either from matzah or chametz. He's not particular. So if you bring straight 10 chametz, you'll be yotzes neder. Bring straight matzah, you'll be yotzes neder. The problem is, he brought something called seer. What is seer? So seer really is a big machlokes. If you look at Masechtas Pesachim, there's a machlokes where a mayor of Yehuda what seer is, and there's really two machlokes going on. Number one is, what is the seer is something that's chametz nuksha. It's chametz that's not edible. And the shaila is, when is something called seer? So Rav Meir holds that when something starts getting pale, starts getting reddish, the dough starts getting pale, hachsof asponim, that already it has a din of chametz, and it's chametz nuksha. And the loch is, you're not chayev karas in it, but you chayev malkus if you eat this seer. According to Rav Yehuda, that's nothing. That's still 100% matzah. Only when it starts getting karni chagavim at certain cracks, then it's considered chametz. when it has, that's called seir at least, seir, it's not shocham, it's called seir. And he also holds that on seir, you're not chayiv any malchus. And we'll see why in a second. So we have two machlaikasim really. First of all, if you chayiv malchus on seir or not. And number two is, what is seir? And now according to Rav Meir, if it has karni chagavim, which according to Rav Yehuda's Ksira Seir, according to Rav Meir, that's chametz mamish. That's chametz mamish, karni chagavim. So the Gemara is like this. What your shaila is, if someone brought seir, and he wanted to be yotze either chametz or matzah, ma was the halacha. Now which seir are we talking about? Which seir are we talking about? Seir Rav Meir. If we're talking about seir Rav Meir, which means it was started getting red, started getting pale. So, and going to the Rabbi Yehuda matzah ma'ayisi. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, it's regular matzah. It's not a shiloh. You brought your matzah, gevaldi. V'i, it's talking about seir of Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Meir, which is when it has cracks, then it's chametz, that's chametzu. It's regular chametz. According to Rabbi Meir, something that has already karni chagavim, Rabbi Yehuda's seir, according to Rabbi Meir, is chametz. Selamai v'i Rabbi Meir, we're talking about seir that has a chsafas panim. And according to Rabbi Meir, it says that chametz neiksha. So with the lucky left, if you get malchus and it's chametz, that's regular chametz. You also get in that we're bringing such type of chalas. So what's the Gemara shaila? Ella, the shaila is the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking about a dough that has cracks like karni chagavim, like horns of a grasshopper. And lefi Rav Meir, that's regular chametz. It's not a shaila. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, it does not have din regular chametz. It has din a seer. But we know according to Rabbi Yehuda, this seer does not get oinish for eating it. And the shaila is why not? My, what's the pshat Rabbi Yehuda? His pshat Rabbi Yehuda is because sveikahava, he's a suffik. It's a suffik if it's chametz or matzah. That's why you can't give him malchus. Why can't you give him malchus? Rashi is because I saw a suffik. It's really more than that because you don't know if he ate chametz or not. So he made ask pshat Rabbi Yehuda because seir is a suffik chametz. Or maybe a dilma berio seir is own min b'fnei atzma. It's not chametz, not matzah. It's seir. V'loy. And then v'loy nafik like this. As the guy Shaila, what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Is it a suffik, and that's why you don't get malchus, or because it's a bir b'nei atzma, and that's why you don't get malchus, because it's a new chevtza, which someone says there are baran degadin. It's a new thing called seir. So the nafmi is Tera Shaila. He said he's going to bring 10 chalas either from matzah or from chametz. So according to Rabbi Yehuda and it's seir, so according to Rabbi Yehuda seir. So if Rabbi Yehuda has a suffik about seir, then he's yaitza because the marashach. If it's chametz, he said chametz. If he said matzah, it's matzah. But if it's a berry from the atzma, then you're not yoytza because it's a new category by itself. It's not chametz or matzah. Therefore, you won't be yoytza your mitzvah. That is the Gemara's shaila. Now, I want to go back to basics here. What exactly was the case that someone wanted to donate 10 chalas? Hey, donate 10 chalas. Break the Gemara of Amar Rav Huna. Ha'imei rei alai lach mei toydav. Someone says, I want to cover myself to bring the lachmei toida, which usually means 40 chalas. The loch is, you can't just bring lachmei toida by itself. Lechem doesn't come by itself. It comes with a carbon. Maybe toida of a lachma. You have to bring a carbon toida and lachma. Rashi says, why? The odd mi adeya, there ain't lechem below toida. No such thing as lechem out of toida. V'kivin dechaya v'kulu. He's chayav in everything. He's chayav in carbon. So what's the case over here? He has to bring 30 matzah and 10 chametz. What's your 30 matzah and 10 chametz? What's your shayla? He has to bring it. And if that's the case, given the chayav lay with toyev lachma, so what does it help the shayla? Haloyoda hay gavra, yichametzu de leisi matzah, matzah leisi chametz. Then it won't be a shayla, because if he has to bring all 40 chalas, but didn't toyda, so these 10 that he brings as seir for sure won't help you anything, because you don't know what it is. So you anyway have to bring 30 matzah and 10 chametz besides for these 10, because you don't know what these 10 are. You don't know what they are. You can't just put it in and say, malav shav, what it is, because it might be the chametz, and then you don't have any matzah. And if it might be matzah, then you have too much matzah. So you're going to have to bring 30 and 10 anyway. So what's the shayla of the Gemara? If you said a real lie to bring 10 chalas or 40 chalas, I have to bring a toid anyway. I have to bring teida and 40. What's the Gemara shayla? So let's read it inside one more time. If this seir is chametz, the laisi matzah, so you should bring now another 10 of matzah. Is matzah the laisi chametz, or this is matzah, and then the rest should be chametz. He doesn't know, so it can't be the Gemara shaila. What's the Gemara shaila? What is Rav Zeir shaila? The Zeir shaila like this: Amar rei alai chala lifter tosha plain. He says that guy's bringing 40 chalas. I feel bad for him; it's expensive. I'm going to take care of 10 of them, either the chametz or the matzah. So there's still a problem. So if so, if a loyal dai gavra, ichametzu the lazy matzah, ichametzu lazy chametz. He doesn't know what it is, the Seir. So what's the Shaila? You want to say a Manav Shach Yotzi Yeneder, but he doesn't know what this is. So even though you're saying Yotzi Yeneder Manav Shach, but he doesn't know what it is to be, he's still going to have to bring 40 chals because he doesn't know what this is. He doesn't know what it was Yotzi's mitzvah. So what exactly is Rav Zera's Shaila? That maybe a Manav Shach Yotzi, because Seir is a Safik Chametz Matzah, makes a difference. He anyway have to bring 40. So he didn't say, I'm bringing 10 to patter him. You know what the case is? He said that I want to bring 10 to schlep along with his carbon. He's bringing his taida with 40 chalas. I want my 10 to go along with that. Now, really, no such thing. You can't bring 10 along with that. But that's what he said. And he brought Seir. Now, if it's a Seir, it's a Safa Chamas Matzah, he was Yotze his nether. And now, like Rashi says, you paid it and use that money for a taida. Whatever, it goes towards a taida, that money. Or maybe he was not Yotze's nether because maybe it's a third tzad. It's a bari of Ne'atzma. Make of Gavra Yidei Niver Nafik is Yotze's nether. Why? Because it's a Safik Chamas Matzah. Oh, Loi Nafik, because maybe it's a bari of Ne'atzma. Teku, it's a Shaila. Teku. So not a Teku from Rav Zera. So we had a Shaila by Palgis according to Rav Ada, or Rav Barpada. And then we had a Shaila by Seir, according to Rav Yehuda, Yehuda's Seir, according to Rav Yehuda, which we're not sure why he says no Malkus. Is it because he has a suffix of Chametz Matzah, or it's because of Berif Ne'atzma? And what's the Nafkamina? Nafkamina is if someone says, I'm kavel to bring 10 Chalas, either Chametz Matzah, or Yotze Manav Shachanat, if it's a suffix, the Yotze. If it's a Berif Ne'atzma, according to Rav Yehuda, then you won't be Yotze, you're neder, that you said you're going to bring 10 Chalas of Chametz or Matzah.